Well, we're back into the warm temperatures and high humidity after that beautiful break over the weekend. We even managed a few widely scattered showers and storms yesterday afternoon with that return of humidity. And while it was hit and miss, there were a few spots that got a pretty decent downpour. We'll see the coverage of rainfall increase now over the next couple of days. So have that umbrella handy and nearby and get ready to use it today. We'll start out mainly dry. It'll be very warm and humid. And then this afternoon, a few showers and thunderstorms developing. Maybe a third to a half of the area to see rain today. Just about everybody gets some rain, though, tomorrow and Thursday, so that by the end of the week, we should have 100% coverage when it comes to rainfall, with amounts averaging a half inch to an inch, but locally even more in what, again, is typically the peak of the wildfire season. So this is good to see some more timely rains across the area, and the temperatures will cool nicely again by later in the week. So that's another bargain. We won't be as cool at night as we were over the weekend, but we still will see lower temperatures with lots of clouds, showers, winds coming in off the Atlantic, so it's mostly a function of the wind. That means the temperatures at night, while not all that cool, will be quite cool during the day. So we'll go from highs today almost to 90 degrees, mid-80s tomorrow, to temperatures that will struggle just to get into the 70s on Thursday, especially closer to the coast. And likewise, on Friday, with still a few showers coming in off the Atlantic every once in a while, and we'll even start out the weekend with an east to northeasterly flow, so a brief shower or two closer to the coast, and very tolerable temperatures for this time of year, starting out the weekend by topping out only in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. So really quite comfortable, all things considered, even though we're quite warm and humid now. It's not the kind of thing where summer is setting in yet, which is some good news. After all, we have had one tied record high temperature last week. We missed the record low Saturday morning by a mere degree, so we've had a lot of up and down and back and forth, but that's not bad this time of year, when sometimes summer will already start to settle in. And this is Hurricane Awareness Week. I posted about this in the Burrish blog last week. Still there. Check it out at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Of course, now is the time to prepare. We're still a few weeks out from the official start of the hurricane season. On June 1st, NOAA will issue its seasonal forecast a week from Thursday. We already had Colorado State University do so back in early April. We're likely to see somewhat at least similar numbers. In other words, an active season is expected. It always comes down to where they go and how big they are, however, but you should always be prepared. More in the Burrish blog and also our website, the Hurricane Center at ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.